Welcome to Story Tales, where love for pets meets the pursuit of dreams. I'm Penny.
I'm Ray.
Here, we will be unleashing our passion for pets and share our thoughts and experiences as we journey through our lives as pet and business owners.
So today, we will be talking about how we start our business adventures.
Alrighty, let's dive in and make some positive waves.
Yeah, so Penny, let's chat. Why did we name our company Omni Pet Club and how we started it? We should definitely talk about the beginning. It's funny.
Is it really funny? Okay, it is kind of funny. So I think we briefly mentioned it last time on our first episode that Ray and I met through a master's program at USC. And it was a lab, I believe, that I presented my pet safety monitoring idea that resonated with Ray and a few other people in the team.
Yes.
And, you know, the program is pretty cool. It was like us, you know, taking a problem and trying to solve it with a product or solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ray here connected with me because she, when I pitched it, she was like, you know what, pet lover, I'm sold. And yes. So, like, that's where her and I kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We did start that way with a few others. And maybe let's hear from Ray on how she felt about joining my project. Hopefully nothing bad.
It was interesting experience, not the project, but in the class itself, because everyone came from different backgrounds. You know, Penny years, she's amazing designers. And then she has, you know, her eyes for like crazy design. So that's basically what we've been doing. I have ideas and then she have to come up with a concept. And we are pretty good about it. And then some other people, like, we're not gonna reveal their names. But some people, they are come from like very technical background, like engineering, you know, so when they give out our solution, it's about technical, you know, solution for us. And then for me, I'm more on the business background. So every time when Penny pitched me something, I always say, okay, what's our cost? That's a question that she doesn't like to hear. I was like, what's the cost? And then what's our return on investment? Because if something is not going to be profitable, then it's very hard for us to continue with it. Even though there's so many things we want to do, but we still have to be realistic.
Yeah, something we learned from school was it has to be a product that is viable,
yes,
desirable. And what was the last?
Profitable, right? Is it?
Viable, desirable, and oh my gosh, we're going to fail our class.
Well, too bad.
Feasible, I already got my feasible, feasible, yes, feasible.
I was
See, I didn't, I paid attention. It's desirable, viable, and feasible.
Yes. I was going to say, I already get my degree.
Yeah, I did not fail you, USC. But anywho, yeah, like we hold each other accountable. We bounce off ideas. I think collaboration is, yes, a huge key. You know, doing this project, having the opportunity to work with people in different backgrounds, Ray and I realized that, you know, like it's not about the skills you bring on, but it's more like being able to have that work ethics, us being able to share the same value and vision. Mm-hmm. And something that I know you mentioned a lot to me is having respect for each other's abilities and what we contribute to the team.
Yes, exactly. Because I think I learned the most is like how to listen to each other, because everyone is expert for, you know, their main areas, right? And sometimes we will bickering at each other.
Bickering.
but I think in a good way, you know, because bickering is also a type of communication. The worst communicate is that you don't talk at all. You just let it go, or like being condescending. Like, yeah, right, okay, fine, we can do that. That's the worst kind.
Yeah, it's good to have a healthy discussion,
yes,
right? Because, you know, we might not agree in the beginning, but we can come to a solution in the end together. And
yes,
that's what it means to be in a partnership, right?
Yeah, exactly. And different personality can lead to different progress, right? For example, I'm more quick tempered, so sometimes Penny might think, oh my god, Ray, why are you so fed up all of a sudden? But that's not me getting mad. That's just how my personality.
You're passionate. You're passionate, yeah, about this topic. You want to see it to succeed.
And yeah, I like quick solution. You know, I'm not quite a dreamer like Penny, but you know, it is important to have a dreamer in your team.
I mean, I'm not always dreaming, am I? Okay, like, I think it's okay to dream, but always, I always use this analogy, put on your Nikes and just do it, right? Like you can dream all day, but you still gotta do it, you know? So, and honestly, even if we fail, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter because you will learn from your failures, right? Yes. It's better to try and then fail than to not try and just give up and never know what the outcome is.
So I think like for me, the class and then master program teach me the most is that how do we work with each other? That's the most important part because right now in so many companies and workplace, everyone cannot find a solution. It's not because they're not smart. Everyone is so smart. They just cannot work with each other. They don't have the patience to learn. So I actually learned a lot of patience now.
You know, it's interesting you say that because growing up, I just feel like the whole education system from, you know, grade school up until college, like we're programmed to learn in silos.
Yes.
Like, I mean, maybe there are some group projects here and there, but majority of the time, you're just doing your own homework. You're doing your own little extracurricular. Yes. Like, where is that collaboration? And I think our program really tested us on that.
Yes.
With the labs, with the capstones. And so even our own personal experience in life, right? Like, in our careers, like all the jobs you have, me working for your father, me working for other people. There's just so many types of people we have to work with that, like, it's not just working in silo. You have to collaborate.
Yeah, even though I work in publishing company, but like authors, their job mainly silo because they write books by themselves. Mm-hmm. But when they come to us, you know, they have to chat with, you know, editor or other people, then there's a lot of collaboration. And then we have to learn how to deal with different people, different personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's exactly what we had to do during our program. But in the end, Ray and I still stuck with each other, you know, because we're passionate about pets, animals, and we just feel like we're not doing enough with our careers and our lives just on our own because we're always so busy, you know, like with family, with friends, with, you know, if we have school or if we have work, full-time jobs.
Yes.
We need to find an outlet for our passion.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, only two of us, it's not because our other group members is not, you know, doesn't like our project. It's just that everyone has different priority, right? Some people, they want PhD at the end, so they are going after more education. And then some people, they want to get into the director, you know, position. They don't really have time for us.
Yeah, startup is hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're practically starting from scratch with no help, no funding. Like, you got to go get funding, you got to self-fund. It's not easy at all.
Yes. So I think for people who want to do startup out there, really try to plan, you know, what you want to do. Choose something that you are passionate.
Yeah, something you like. Because the last thing you want is to be spending 24 hours a day thinking about something that dreads you, like laundry, right? So I mean, I don't really mind laundry. I just hate the folding part.
I think we do have someone who has a laundry ideas in our lab, remember?
Oh, yeah, laundromat. Yeah,
and they are very passionate because they hate laundry. They don't want to go out and
do their laundry. Yeah, that's true. If you hate something so much and you want to solve that problem, by all means, do it, right?
And their idea was pretty cool, too, because they tried to solve people with, you know, doing laundry outside. Not everyone's had their own laundry room in their house or in their apartment.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I should look back into it because laundry is not my favorite thing to do.
I know, right? So everyone has crazy idea out there, but not everything is feasible. So that's why I said you have to be realistic, you know, to evaluate if your idea is feasible or profitable. Because if not, that's how you know you shouldn't start.
Although, like, Ray and I, like, started on this other project that was more on pet safety and monitoring, you know, we realized that project, it would take way more, like, resources than we could remember. Viable, feasible, desirable, right? And it was not feasible at the time for us to implement. But we decided to kind of pivot more towards pet essentials.
Yes.
Because Ray and I have a hard time finding pet essentials that would work for all of our pet need situations when it comes to walking.
Exactly.
Ray here can explain a little bit more about her cat.
Yes.
Which is very different from me with my multiple Malteses, right? My dogs. So maybe you can kind of shed some light on like how our product works for you.
Yeah. Hey, before that, I was actually wanted to tell you, I have a friend who owns like a big German Shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
And he has 6 set of leashes.
6 set?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's not that surprising because I have a lot too.
And the reason he told me because sometimes he have to go to the vet hospitals and then there's certain leash he want to use. And when he go to climbing, he use the other one and he's always, you know, have to buy his leashes based on his usage.
It's true. Like I have a set for Buffy, my dog Buffy, and then I have another set for Yuffie when she was by herself. And then when I needed to get like a multi-pet one, I went to buy a multi-pet one. And then my mom's dog doesn't have one, so I went to go buy one for her dog. And so it's just a bunch of leashes. So I do feel your friend. Yeah.
Yeah, see. So this is why we create our Omnipet leash, because you get to do whatever you want with our module system, you know, like even though Penny has 2 dogs, maybe she will want to get another dog, then she can get another extra leash.
Well, and not just that, yes. Like sometimes I only take one dog out for the vet because only one of them needs to go and I don't need to like grab a, you know,
heavy multi-pet leash.
Yeah, heavy multi-pet leash and I can just remove one piece and then go, you know?
Yes.
And another great thing I notice with our leash is that when I take like my 2 dogs to grooming, I have the hands free because I'm like trying to juggle like putting them in the car, getting their dog bed ready and their little seat belts and whatnot. And I don't have like time to worry about holding them.
Oh, yeah.
And so like, but then like once I'm done with the hands free belt, I walk in with them into the groomer. And then for me to hand them over to the groomer, I actually hook it onto our attachable handle separately. So I unhook it from my body belt and I hook it into the handle and hand it to them. It's like perfect, seamless. And like, it's just so easy compared to back then. I used to carry a wagon.
Oh, wow.
I have photos. I'm sharing it. But like, yeah, I used to use a red wagon just to carry all of them.
Okay, the dog you have is Maltese. What happens if you have big dog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, impossible. The wagon ain't gonna cut it. And it would take the whole car.
So I don't have exciting experience like Penny do because even though I have 2 cats, but I don't get to enjoy the multi-pet feature of our leash because those 2 cats are out of control and they have their own mind. They always want to go different ways. So I will be walking Bagel and my husband will be walking Latte. And we are different type of walkers. I'm the lazy kind. I always on my phone, try to take a few photos of Bagels.
Hey, perfect, hands-free.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I love hands-free. But then on the other side, Stanley, he doesn't like the hands-free experience because he think he doesn't have the control. And then also sometimes when Latte is pulling, he doesn't like the feeling that, you know, is pulling on either his shoulder or waist. He just doesn't like that feeling. So he likes to hold it. And he feels holding it give him like the
sense of security.
Yes, exactly. But you know, the funny thing is that guy doesn't like to use the handles.
Oh, he doesn't like handles.
Yes, he doesn't like handles.
So he just uses our leash like bare bones.
Yes. He's just want that leash. I mean, by himself. Perfect. And then he's doing like the, you know, the trainer holding tie, like making a loop on his hand. And that's how he like it.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's what I meant. Like different pet owner has different, you know,
that's
type
true.
Of need.
That's true.
You know, Penny is designing a product for us. I have a lot of critiques. Like, it doesn't really work for me because I'm cat owner. My cat climb trees.
Oh yeah, your cat is all over the place.
Yes, exactly. So like, we have to think of something, right? Like, how do we make our leashes comfortable for our cat? Because I've been using small dog leashes, even the extension one that the vet don't recommend, but that's just because they are light. We need to make something light for my cat. And then usually the length is a lot longer, so, you know, we can use that on my cat when they want to climb a tree, they have space So I told Penny about my pain point. Like, you can really control how cat walk because they don't follow you. Mm-hmm. They usually have their own mind. They just want to go everywhere, especially if they find small prey, they will want to hunt. And that's why I suggest Penny that we need to add like some form of bungee or like some shock absorb. So when they do all the crazy thing, it doesn't hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really got that, you know, Penny took my comments and added it into our product.
It actually made the product a lot better because it doesn't just work for your cats, but it works for my small dogs who have little small bodies that mm-hmm. may be taking a lot of like of the, you know, brunt, you know, tension and pressure.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate your constructive criticisms. Like, they were great. Like honestly, I'm all about feedback.
Yes.
Like, no, there's no bad feedback for me. Like, something I can learn from too.
Yeah, and then like now I don't feel uncomfortable to walk my cat because before, like I mentioned, right, I use retractable leash. They tend to be thinner, and Bagel is a strong cat. Sometimes I just feel like he can break the leash and I took out on his own,
and then you can never find him again.
Yes,
which is scary, right?
Yeah, and my leash that we, you know, designed together now is like thickers within the length and the thickness as well. And we also have an extra lock
mm-hmm.
for the hook.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to lock your bagel, you know, not bagel, not everyone's bagel, lock my bagels and lock your pet so they don't escape easily. And when I was doing the product testing, I was actually being lazy. I didn't lock my cat.
And then what happened?
Guess what? Bagel find a way to
unhook it. Oh my gosh. See, this is why we have a securable lock on our hooks, because we don't want that happening, especially her cats. Like, you're never going to find them.
Yes, exactly. And can you imagine if it's a big doll, when they pull hard enough, the hook can just open and then they go.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Like, sometimes I find my small dogs
yes.
get out too on like the regular hooks.
Yes, exactly.
So it's important to buy a leash with a secure hook.
So this is why product testing is important. I'm the one who always doing the product testing because I'm the lazier person out there. I can't think of like any kind of circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. Ray's the perfect product tester. You guys looking for a product tester right there?
Yes.
Right there. But remember, I get some commission because I just advertised it. I'm joking. The marketer in me.
Yeah. Because you have to be rough. And I'm a careful person too. I throw my things everywhere. So, and then I crazy cat.
Yeah. And you have two, not just one. So,
yes.
So, like, yeah, that's hard to juggle.
Yeah, exactly. So, Penny, how about you? Share your multi-pet experience because that's something I cannot experience.
Yeah. So, just to backtrack a little bit, our leash is called the OPC leash system, and the whole point of it is so that it can be configurable in any way, whether you have one pet or two pet, you want that tangle-free aspect, you want extra like ergonomic hand grips because, you know, you have a big dog that that hurts your hands, giving you arthritis, you know, or if you have like a body belt and you want extra reinforcement because you definitely have like a super Hercules dog, you know, like definitely check our leash out because we designed it so it works for not only small pets, but for big pets as well. Cats, dogs, you name it. And that's kind of where our name derived from, right?
Omni Pet Club.
It's a pet club that provides you all the products and resources that you need as a pet owner. And we don't just design for just the pet in mind, but we also design for the owner in mind because there's many situations where it's not just me walking my own dogs, but I walked other people's dogs before where their dogs are so strong that like it hurts my hands.
Yes.
Especially with the type of leashes they use, whether it's like leather, nylon, PVC, silicone, whatever it mm-hmm. is. Like, it's not designed to keep you safe. And apparently someone told me like one of the number two statistics from Johns Hopkins studies
mm-hmm.
like brain traumatic injury is caused by walking a dog.
Oh my god.
Like, how crazy is that?
I can see that.
Yeah, like literally yeah. you don't even think about it, right?
Yes.
So with our product, we decided to design something that will like give you a higher chance of not getting brain traumatic injury.
Yeah.
Especially when walking a bigger pet.
Exactly.
And so for me specifically, I have a hard time finding a multi-pet leash that I can change out into like a one pet leash versus a two pet leash, because I have two dogs and not all the time I take both of them out, especially when it comes to like the vet.
Yes.
Because like I bought, you don't even want to see my basket of like pet stuff, because like
she's crazy.
I have like a bunch of leashes, like different sizes, different thickness, different length, different, like one's a multi-pet one that you can't even take apart. So it's like I have to find the product and they all get tangled up.
Yes.
Like jumbled up, and you're just like spending time trying to like ruffle through all of it.
Is that why you don't walk your dogs anymore?
Well, no, it's not that. It's just a little dangerous where I live now. But
I thought because I'm not going to do the dishes. They are, they'll tangle.
No. I mean, I would love to walk my dogs a lot more.
Yuffie, stay home, no.
But they're tiny and they're old now. Yeah. So like, well, Yuffie's 14 and Buffy's 9, which she's still energetic, yeah. But like I do take them out to my grandparents' backyard to run around when I can, but yeah, like it's just really hard to take them out on errands and stuff like that when you just have so many products to sort from. Like, why can't I just have this one leash that I can use that can build upon if depending on my life changes?
Yes.
Right?
Or your circumstances.
Yeah, my life circumstances. Yes. And so that's how the Omni Pet Club leash system is designed. It's so it can just be changed however you want on the go. One great example is when I take them to grooming. Mm-hmm. Like little things matter, you know. Like when I bring all my pets to grooming, I have like a dog bed, right? Because I don't want them to just sit on my chair, because it's like big and they're small. Mm-hmm. And I have like two of them, so I put like a big dog bed in there, but for me to carry the dog bed, I have to be like hands-free. Mm-hmm. And so my pets are like hands-free on my body belt, so I can just, you know, take them all out with me and then put everything in my purse, their bags, their seatbelt, you know, everything, right? So I don't have to worry about holding onto a freaking leash, you know.
They have more property than you.
Yeah, they do. They have more things than me, but like it's hard to juggle multiple dogs plus stuff in your hands. Yes. So the hands-free belt is perfect. And then by the time I get to the groomers, right, I take them all out. Easily, I can unhook it from my body belt and then onto like a hand, like the handle we have, the extra handle we have that is detachable. And then I just hook it on there, remove it from my belt, hand it to the groomer, and they're like, okay, be back in 3 hours. And I'm like, okay, sure, perfect. You know, like, it's easy, done. You know, like, I don't have to worry about, like, hassling, taking off my hands-free belt, stuff like that. So,
and untangle them.
And untangle them, because it's tingle-free. Yes. It's great, you know? And so,
can you imagine that it'll tangle off, and then you'll be, oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, you just, like, someone standing in line probably really, really impatient and mad at me, you know? But no, it's, like, seamless, easy. Such a hassle to find a product that works. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not saying our product's perfect, but it's a step of, you know, making it more convenient, safe, and comfortable for not just your pet, but yes, for yourself. Because, you know, like, I have bad back pains.
Yeah, since it's, like, what we mentioned, it's a pet club. So if you guys like our product, or you guys have any reviews, feedback, would like to share, yeah, please let us know so we can improve on our leashes, because maybe there is something that we didn't think of.
Yeah.
We don't have the same situation.
Exactly. Like, we want to design products that will help solve your problems.
Yes.
So just comment, you know, send us messages. We're on social. We have our emails on our website. Like, just, you know, feel free to ping us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what's the best part in, like your favorite things in for our product? Because mine is hand-free. Because I mentioned, I'm so lazy. I don't want to carry my leashes. So I don't mind Bagel just drag me.
I definitely like the hands-free aspect as mm-hmm. well. Because I just feel like I have more, like, freedom to play with my pets that way, rather than worrying about me letting go of a leash, mm. you know. But I can just be petting them. I can be like, you know, like feeding them treats without worrying about them like running off.
Yes.
Right? Like, I just feel like, and I can, you know, take videos of them so I can make more memories with them.
Exactly.
Right?
The
so
photos and stuff.
I definitely think the hands-free is my favorite too. Like, I mean, there are a lot of hands-free leashes out there, but like ours is different because
we designed it.
Well, there's that. Ours is not a cookie cutter compared yes. to a lot of products out there that just, you know, take it from China, like, you know, the mold from China. But like ours is actually designed in-house with elements that the combinations you can't get together.
Yes.
Like you can't get the hands-free with the tangle-free with the multi-pet at the same time.
Yeah, we've actually been through a lot of prototype testing to come out what we have right now. This, the thing you see on our website, it wasn't the first product.
Nope, it wasn't. Like, we went through, you know, a series of, like, testing. Revision. Yep, exactly.
And I was nitpicking on pennies.
I know. And, like, even sizing, right? We were, like, yes, testing the sizing out to make sure, like,
it fit everyone.
Yeah, like, the few sizes we have fit all types of sizes because it's adjustable. Exactly. And that's another thing. It's hard to find a hands-free leash that's adjustable. A lot of them are just straight one size. That's it. You know, like, and so we've thought of every little details on there. And not just that, we're using human-grade quality nylon that you would probably see on, like, a luxury purse.
Yes.
And so, but we're selling it to people at a regular, you know, market price of what you would usually buy a leash for, like in PetSmart or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I forgot what I was going to say, but...
No, I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, why can't we still have the quality, right? Like, even with the, like, amount, like, I know, like, you know, a lot of people design luxury pet goods, but, like, you know, these things should be made affordable for the everyday people.
Not everyone has all the blings.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone should look good with everyday goods, you know, yes, that anyone can afford. So Ray and I didn't mark up our products for that reason, because we want the everyday people with the pet lifestyle to use our products.
Yeah, we want everyone to be able to enjoy their pet ownership, use the simplest product to make their life easy. Because we definitely don't want, like Penny said, right, juggling with different leashes to the pet groomers, and then all the leashes get tangled up, and then some Karen's behind her is like, why are you taking up all our time?
And yeah, we're always looking for, like, pet models. If you guys ever are interested to, like, test our products, sign up to be a pet model. We're currently opening it for California residents only.
Yes.
But, like, you know, if you're someone who's local and wants to test our stuff, you know, reach out to us. Like,
we're happy. Go to our website. There's a link.
Yeah, there's a link. You can sign up to be a pet model with your pet. Like, we just want to capture those lifestyles. Like we want to learn about you, your stories, your pain points, everything we can do to make a difference. Which kind of brings me to, like, what is Omni Pet Club model and value? Like, why do we really want to do this, Ray?
Like, we want to make everyone feel inclusive, you know, like, because there's so many pet owners out there, not just cat or dogs. Mm-hmm. There are also bunny lovers out there or exotic animals. And did you know you can also walk bunnies? Like Nico, our, you know,
product manager,
she told me last weekend she saw someone walking a duck.
Oh, wow.
And guess what? The duck also have a harness and a leash.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. So this is something that we definitely want to, you know, get more involved, because the duck owners want to walk the ducks.
Yeah.
And what can you do? Of course, they will go find a small dog leashes or the harness, but it doesn't mean always like the best product for them. Everyone out there are looking for resource.
I think I've seen like online like content where, you know, people are walking parrots. Like,
yeah, people even walk their
lizard. Or parakeets or something. Yeah. That's crazy.
I think the only thing you cannot walk is probably the fish.
Or maybe a frog.
But you know what? You can actually walk the fish, right? Just bring the fish tank out.
That's true. Just hold your little fish tank.
Yeah. So, like, this is something we want to provide to the pet community. Like, it's not just a product. It's also the resource and to the people's. Like, for example, when I was, you know, trying to train my cat, I watch a lot of videos, you know, on the YouTuber or some influencer out there. Because of those people's reels and the videos, it helped me to, you know, train Bagels to walk on the leashes. Mm-hmm. If I don't have those resources, it's so hard.
No, I totally agree with that. And, like, we've already started on, like, creating blogs, right? Yes. With some knowledge that we have found ourselves. And, you know, that's also why we decided to do Story Tales, is to tell you the stories that we've been through, or, like, things that we've experienced or come across from other people, or maybe even bring on some other people to share their stories, and maybe we can all learn from.
Yeah, exactly. Right? you might be the first time pet owners or very experienced pet owners, but then you are adopting new animals. Mm. Like, everyone had their struggles.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, there's health issues, there's, you know, just regular everyday obstacles.
Like, Latte just had, like, a UTI last month, remember?
Oh, like, poor Latte.
The book, the doctor doesn't help. Yeah, sometimes you'll be surprised that even though we recommend you to bring your animal to vet consult whenever, you know, anything's happened, but sometimes they might not be the best, you know, help for you. Like, I know Latte has a UTI, but then the vet did not believe me. Mm-hmm. So they still had to went through with all the testing and stuff.
Yeah.
To confirm I was right.
I see. Yeah.
But it delayed his medication.
Yeah. And you see that not just with animals, but even human treatment, right? Yes. It's because, like, our hospitals are so bombarded. I'm pretty sure pet hospitals, too, that, like, they have a process procedure, but, you know, it takes time. And
yeah,
but sometimes it's too late, you know?
So this is what we want to do, Storytel or OmniPet Clubs, right? We want to provide, like, our experience and also share other pet owners' experience. Mm-hmm. So people can help their pet better and also be a happy pet owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, these, you know, fur babies are very interesting, right? Like,
and they can talk.
They can't talk. Yeah, exactly. They're very dependent on us. And so, like, you know, it's our job to really be their voice and, you know, really observe their behavior, their actions, mm-hmm. how they're feeling, you know, like things are coming out of them, you know, like, yeah, they exactly. look right, you know. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I've had my baby for fur baby. I don't have a kid, but I have a fur baby for 14 years and, you know, been through a lot with her, ups and downs, and maybe next episode we can talk more about our pets that we've owned.
Yeah, every day is a learning experience for you, right?
It is, every day. There's never a day that you don't learn something about your own pet, even though you've had them for 14 years or more.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really wish our company can, you know, evolve as it goes, because everything we learn from you guys and also ourselves is very valuable.
Yeah, and it's a very fun experience, and a lot of people ask us, like how do you decide on doing a startup, you know, and things like that. But it's like, you know, honestly, if you believe in it, if you feel strongly about what you've designed and developed that will make a difference in the lives of not just yourself but for others, just do it. Just put on your Nikes and just do it.
I think we were naive, I think.
Well,
because we were saying that we're just going to make the niche for ourselves.
Oh, okay.
That's how we start.
I guess we were a little selfish there. But, you know, we're not the only ones that may need it.
That's why I say Penny is a dreamer. But I was like, okay, if you want to make a company, then what's our cost? But then I have to say, we have been pretty good at our budget.
Oh, yeah, we definitely are. Like, we're self-funded. Like, we haven't...
Cost management.
We haven't really, like, you know, gotten any funding out there other than winning a few competitions, which speaks a lot about our product, right? For us to win, actually, second place in consumer product for our leash system, which is great.
Yeah, go check out our blog.
Go check our blog. Oh, gosh. Like, what happened at the competition. It was a great experience. But I think overall, like, we launched in December... At the end of December of last year. It's only been like 6 months, right?
Probably not even 6 months.
Not even 6 months.
Yeah. In the beginning, you have to go through like a business sale. Those take a lot
That's
of time.
That's true. Like maybe next time we can dedicate like a whole episode on just, you know, the whole launch process.
Yeah. Because, how do you start?
Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of moving pieces. You know, you got to consider every aspect, not just the product, but the marketing, but and the operation, how to handle shipment, how to build your website.
And the most important part is like, how do we agree?
Yeah, you're right.
On things.
You're right. I mean, we easily agreed on a lot of things.
Sometimes.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Elaborate. What do you mean?
Because you'll say sometimes because you always say I'm the one who hold the whip.
Oh, I mean, but you hold the whip, but doesn't mean we don't agree.
I guess.
Like, okay, so it's kind of funny. I was on vacation with my sister in Seattle, and then we went to this like garden thing, and then like I saw these really cute gel pens. One had like a bumblebee on it, and one had like a little snail. So I was like, oh, this is perfect for Ray and I. And it's like a little, maybe next time we should bring it. It's like a little wobbly little like thingy. It's really cute. But I gave Ray the bumblebee one, and you know why? It's because she's someone that's like, bzz, 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 bzz. You know, like, Penny, is it done yet? Hello. Chop chop.
See, this is why I'm the problem.
And then I'm the snail, like, I'm working on it. I got this. I'm working on it. Oh, shoot. Something else is delaying me. But, you know, legit reasons. You know, it's not like I'm slacking off. I'm not slacking off.
Are you sure? Maybe she's on vacation for 2 months.
No. It's just, you know, you gotta balance life, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Life. So, but you know me. I'm a hard worker. Right, Ray?
Yes.
Okay. See, at least she admits that I'm a hard worker.
But you take too much vacations.
That's not my fault.
I just like to make fun of her.
Yeah, you don't take enough vacation. You still need to go on your honeymoon, which was way past overdue.
I know, right? And not a baby moon.
I know, now she needs a baby moon. When are you expected again?
February, I think.
February. Well, maybe we'll do a whole episode just on your... I don't know, your pregnancy experience of anyone.
Always said related to company.
I don't know. Part of your lifestyle.
Maybe we will talk about how does a new mom roll a startup?
How does a new mom juggle life? Yes. Juggle life with their pet baby, their baby, their business baby, all of it.
Yes.
Well, I think next time we can talk about our pet ownership.
Yes, like how do we get influenced to be a pet owner? Because not everyone likes pet, right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
You are an animal lover, but you might not be able to be a pet owner. And it's understandable.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I totally respect all the, you know, non-pet owners too. Yes. Like, you know, everyone has their reasons why they don't want to because of traumatic experiences or whatnot. But
and it is a big responsibility to have.
It is like having a kid.
Yes, don't abandon them if you decide to have one.
Yeah, like don't watch Game of Thrones and think that, you know, like you can have a husky, you know?
I know. There were so many husky in the shelter, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so, you know, like that whole pet ownership experience is interesting. It's, you know, we're going to talk about how we were first introduced and up until like now, right? Like what we're doing as pet owners.
Yes.
So again, we upload on Thursdays every other week. Usually it's twice a month, but unless the month is longer.
Yes.
So stay tuned for our next episode. And thank you again for tuning in to Storytales. And we hope to see you guys again.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget to follow our Instagram, YouTube channel, and TikTok.
Yep. Follow us on everything.
Yes. At Omni Pet Club.
Yep. And visit our website, omnipetclub.com. And yeah, see you next time.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.